7, chronic wasting disease.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning, or good afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. For those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator for the department. Just wanted to provide you an update here on things related to chronic wasting disease and much of the work that a lot of staff have been working on behind the scenes, working on a lot of logistics in preparation for the upcoming hunting season and our surveillance efforts for this fall. So I guess to start out, just want to kind of touch upon some of the communication items that you would find within our CWD action plan. You know, just trying to provide as much information, sharing factual information related to chronic wasting disease and the concerns and how our hunters and public can help out. So we've been working a lot with Jonna and her staff in regards to updating things on our webpage. Our webpage and is our clearinghouse for information for our public. And when you go to our webpage, you'll see what's trending. And CWD is right there on the forefront. Based on some discussion that some of our staff had at the Interim Rules Committee hearing this week, we did make an adjustment here in regards to carcass disposal sites. That was a recommendation by one of the legislators to put that more up front, so we're trying to make that information readily available. Again, our webpage there, we have a spot designated for chronic wasting disease. Just starting this week and moving forward, you're going to see lots of information being shared. Whether you use social media or not, we're going to be probably bombarding our public with things related to chronic wasting disease, surveillance efforts, and how our public and hunters can help with this effort. So, CWD infographics, that's a new term that I learned recently from some of our young staff, infographics, but something that myself and others worked with Allie within our communication staff. Just wanted to try to put together some, you know, attractive visual items that would be, you know, attractive and grab the attention of our public and try to use these as just a simplified visual way to try to get that information shared across to our public. So you're going to start to see some of this stuff being shared on social media. We might even have some stickers made on this just to help promote the awareness of CWD and how our public can help minimize the spread of this across our landscape. So we recently printed a RAC card. This will be, and it should be distributed already to all of our regional and district offices. These RAC cards will be made available at all of our licensing agents across the state as well. So when hunters are looking at the hunting handbook, grabbing a walk-in area atlas, things like that, this information is going to be made available to them. We printed a wagon load of these things. They were very inexpensive to print, which is a good thing because right now that map is already outdated with the finding of CWD in Bennett County. But we'll work on that. We'll update that very inexpensive way and a good way to get information out in front of the public. The Conservation Digest, the last issue or two, you've probably seen an ad on the back related to CWD and the Protect Your Herd slogan that we're using to try to promote the awareness of chronic wasting disease. There will be an article in the upcoming edition related to CWD, some of the action you took on as a commission last month in finalizing some new regulations and some other information for our readers that view that publication. In regards to carcass disposal, just wanted to reiterate, we do have some pretty good information on our website for our hunters to learn about the permitted landfills where they can properly dispose of carcasses if their waste management provider does not accept carcasses. So that information is on there. They can click on one of those diamonds and learn, you know, where that city or the location of that, you know, direction from the nearest town, a phone number if they want to contact that facility to make sure they're aware of their business hours and not driving 20 minutes and get there and they just missed the closing by 5 minutes. So worked with Department of Environment and Natural Resources on that, and I want to thank them for helping us with putting that together. CWD collection stations, another map that we have readily available to our hunters. We have our priority surveillance areas identified there, outlined in red. We have 33 of these stations that will be set up across the state, most of them only during our 16-day firearm seasons. Those near some of the tribal lands will be out for the tribal season for that entirety. Most of those are around a 30-day season. Most of those are associated with private businesses. We've written contracts with a gas station or a Napa Auto Parts. The Watertown, Rapid City, and Custer State Park offices will have a collection station there. We work closely with the Department of Transportation on utilizing some of their facilities along the highways, maybe some temporary weigh scale sites, maybe some abandoned construction sites that they still have ownership or lease to. So we worked with them. We wanted to try to find spots that we could safely get hunters off of the highway and get there and provide us samples. So what do those stations look like? That's a picture of it. It's got a sign there with some information, a nice steel-framed structure there to hold some garbage cans, I guess you would call it. Some transportation tags there that the hunters are required to fill out and accompany that de-headed animal back with them as they transport that to their domicile or to their taxidermist or processor, and an ear tag with a wire tie on it that they attach to that head. So staff will be picking up samples from these sites. On opening weekends, we'll be there probably daily, and throughout the weeks, we'll probably be in touch with those businesses. It might be an every other day or every 3 days, but we'll see how samples come in from our hunters. So I want to thank some staff out in Rapid City that took the time to build a bunch of these. We had to construct a lot of these and put materials together. So I want to thank them on the mic here for helping us out there. This is a little outdated. I've signed up two more taxidermists since I put this together yesterday, but I think we have 12 or 13 taxidermists right now across the state that have been willing to cooperate with our department in pulling samples from those adult male deer or elk. So that's critical when it comes to the power within that sample, within our sampling design there. So was hoping to have a few more signed up by now, but I think this is a real good start for the first year, and we'll continue to communicate and cooperate with those taxidermists. So looking forward to see how that works. Vehicle killed deer surveillance and working with Department of Transportation. We did get two of their contractors that they have signed up to pick up roadkill deer. We have two of those that have cooperated with us. You'll see down there in the south central part of the state and just north and east of the Black Hills, we have some priority surveillance areas there that we want to get samples from, and it's going to be a pilot deal. We're going to see how this works and see what we can get for samples from adult deer that have been killed by vehicles along roads to help supplement our sample size there. Hunter sample submissions. This kind of came, we had talked about this, but this was brought up. Commissioner Locken, you probably remember, we had a CWD stakeholder member that brought something together, and we talked about this in our group. We wanted to try to make sure if a hunter wanted to submit a sample, they were quite a ways away from one of our offices or a collection station where we can provide them some information. We have videos on our webpage where they can go. Once you know how to do this, it's not that difficult to find those lymph nodes and get those removed. So we had some staff work on this. We've got a submission form put together. It's available on our website. We have about 400 of these kits put together right now. They'll be available for the public to pick up at our offices, possibly some of our conservation officers. We might try to get those in there, so they might be able to have those if a hunter has an interest in that. We worked with the Postal Service on a carton or box that was suitable for submitting these samples, and we have prepaid labels on there. They just submit them to Brookings, and we'll pay for the postage behind the scenes and pay for the tests of those samples. So just a quick update on captive cervids. So I think you're all aware, in 2019 we had some two facilities that came back with some captive elk that tested positive. It's been quite some time since the captive cervid facilities in South Dakota have had to deal with CWD, but we had one in Clark County just west of where we're sitting here today, and one in Meade County. Both of those facilities were immediately placed under quarantine by the Animal Industry Board. The captive facility in Meade County was recently depopulated. There was seven to begin with. The remaining five elk were euthanized here a couple weeks ago. Two of those elk tested positive out of those seven. The facility here in Clark County, I believe, is scheduled to be depopulated next week, is what I heard from Animal Industry Board. Those animals will be taken to Brookings. Samples will be pulled, and those carcasses will be incinerated on site at their new lab facility incineration machine there at Brookings. So just a couple more things here. You've probably, I think we sent a note out, but we did recently document CWD in a 2.5-year-old whitetail buck just south of Martin in Bennett County. So that's some new and unfortunate findings for us here. That was through SIC surveillance and reported to our staff. Some positive news, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. There are some results that came out recently from a peer-reviewed publication, some research being conducted up in Montana, where they documented the use of a 40% bleach solution in regards to stainless steel material like knives and maybe some processing equipment. If that equipment has been cleaned of, you know, like any muscle or fat tissue to try to get that down to the bare steel, with those items being soaked in this solution for a minimum of 5 minutes, they were able to document that that did deactivate the prion. So that's some information we're going to update within our action plan, and I've shared some of that information with some of our processors and taxidermists and want to make sure our hunters are aware of that as well. Wasn't, but maybe a few weeks ago or a month ago, Wyoming did document CWD west of the Continental Divide. So that's kind of a first there, and probably unfortunate for them. Surprisingly, where they have their wintering elk herds, they have not detected CWD, at least that I'm aware of, within the migrating herd there that winter and some of the feeding that occurs there, or within the National Elk Refuge. So it'll be interesting to see how they monitor and what kind of results they get from that in the future with their monitoring. Many states continue to update, revise their regulations. Most notably was Florida here recently. They went through and put together some regulations here recently in a pretty rapid way, probably within a month or less. As Commissioner Lockett and I were talking before the meeting here, you look at Florida, they're kind of, they're a peninsula, so they only got to worry about one side of their state, but they did be pretty proactive here and put in some pretty aggressive regulations regarding CWD with transportation and carcass disposal. Some of you have probably read some of the headlines in the newspapers from Minnesota. Minnesota is kind of dealing with some unfortunate things late here, I guess, with their preparations for the hunting season. They had a company that they had kind of contracted with in regards to providing roll-off dumpsters kind of pull out of their program. They felt that there might be some negative effect on their company, I believe, from what I read in some of the papers, and they actually had a landfill or two that indicated they would no longer accept carcasses unless those animals tested negative. So there's some of that occurring out there. Those are some real-world logistics that many states, including South Dakota, might have to deal with here in the future. So we'll continue to work on that with those partners. And I just wanted to throw this out there. If you commissioners have not been to this website, the Chronic Wasting Disease Alliance, I've got the website there listed as a great way to kind of keep track of how things are progressing, news and updates from other states across the country. So I'll directly email that to you so you have that. So I just screwed something up, but that was my last slide. So I would try to answer any questions.
Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Sharp here. Chad, good presentation. Question for you. What would cause a landfill to make that kind of decision, as you illustrated here, to not take a carcass? I mean, those landfills are typically supposed to be lined so there's no leaching or anything else. So what are they worried about?
Yeah, through the chair. Commissioner Sharp, I don't really know. I can only suspect that there might be some concerns of them, maybe from some liability issue of some sort, or if, I'm not for sure. That's a question that I really don't have a good answer for, but I can try to dig into that or visit with some of my counterparts in Minnesota and report back to you.
Certainly not, you know, not that important. I'm just trying to figure out what the downside of taking the carcass is. So I don't need to report back or anything else. It just seems like it's an odd thing to decide not to take.
Yeah. No, so. It's a good question, and it's something I want to learn some more information about because, you know, I communicate closely with our Department of Environment and Natural Resources that provides the oversight and licensing of our landfills, and we just want to make sure that we're doing the best we can to work together to ensure proper disposal facilities or sites are available to our hunters so we can make that end product, you know, get those carcasses disposed properly. So,
any other questions, comments? Nope. Thank you. Okay.